I'm Joy Cardine with you on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. Looking for your pet peeves this hour, looking for the issues that most concern you this hour, looking for your answer to the question, there ought to be a law for what? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890, 263-1890. We will also share with you some real laws that are officially on the books with the start of this new year. According to the National Conference of State Legislatures, at least 32 states have had new laws taking effect on January 1st. Five states increased the minimum wage. New Mexico started a DNA database. Rhode Island now requires health plans to cover smoking cessation programs. It is illegal in Arkansas to publicly display a person's social security number. Smokers in Texas will pay an additional $1 per pack of cigarettes, a $1 extra tax per pack of cigarettes. This is also being proposed in Wisconsin. Maybe you think this ought to be a law. In Illinois, you can talk to a live person when you call a state agency. Apparently, people there peeved about voicemail. In Michigan, you can use the internet to find out where illegal meth labs have been located. Some of the new laws that took effect on January 1st around the country. I'll share other new state laws from around the country that went on the books yesterday. And we will welcome your suggestions for the laws you would like to see put on the books in Wisconsin this year. They can be serious or they can be silly. They can be whatever you think about when you hear the statement, there ought to be a law. 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. We do this from time to time, and we thought the start of a new year would be a good time to do it. Let's go to the phones. Dale in Cambridge is with us. Hi, Dale. You're on the air. Good morning.
Yes, good morning. Say, something that's bothered me for a long time is the way our auto insurance is set up. I'd like to see our state change the law so that liability insurance was placed on one's driver's license rather than the car that they're driving. I think right now, if you ask the insurance industry or people who know, you've got about 18 or 20% of the cars on the road that do not have liability insurance. And people change cars so quickly, but your driver's license doesn't change very often. If we could tie the liability insurance to the license, then I think we'd have a whole lot better coverage. You know, we've spent a lot of money on uninsured motorist coverage on our auto policies. If you're a two-driver family with three vehicles, you're paying liability on three cars when one's parked. And I just think we need to overhaul the system. Yeah. Getting around the insurance company's liability or their lobbyists might be a little bit of a stretch because there are an awful lot of attorneys in insurance, there are an awful lot of attorneys in the state house, but I think it's worth a try.
That's interesting. Do you know if other states do this?
I believe California's done it for many years.
Yeah, but that, of course, would mean that insurance would have to be mandatory in Wisconsin, which it is not right now.
At the present time, if you're involved in a collision, then you are required to show proof of insurance.
I see.
Mm-hmm. Or you run the risk of losing your license. I was struck by an uninsured driver about a year and a half ago. To my knowledge, that person's still driving, and I had to pay a $500 deductible, and I continue to pay uninsured motorist coverage. And it's just, I don't know why real honest drivers have to subsidize the slackers. I think Everybody ought to have it on their driver's license. And then the insurance companies ought to have some kind of computerized link with DOT where if your coverage lapses, they're required to notify DOT, and DOT says, hey, what's going on?
All right, Dale, thank you so much. Our first contributor to There Ought to Be a Law. There ought to be a law that we have to carry our auto insurance, our liability insurance on our driver's licenses. Thank you for that idea. Dave in Phillips is with us next. Hi, Dave. You're on the air.
Oh, hello. In our largest jurisdiction in Milwaukee, the lawyers there have a habit of not serving legal summonses on people in cases involving equity where the rights are taken away from a family member due to age or other kind of incompetence. And the reason they do that is that they can engage in massive theft from the family. So I'm suggesting that there needs to be a little office right through the front door of the courthouse where every legal case listed against every resident of the county is listed. So you can just pop right through that door and find out if there's anything like that against you or a family member.
Okay, thank you very much, Dave, for that suggestion for there ought to be a law. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. There ought to be a law to what? You fill in the blank. Anything that you think needs to be addressed with legislation. Maybe it's a pet peeve of yours. Maybe it's an issue that you seriously think ought to be addressed through a new law. It's the new year and lots of new laws on the books with the start of the new year. We thought we'd ask you, what do you think? What laws should be passed in 2007? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. This is the Ideas Network. I'm Joy Cardine. We are holding an open line this hour for you to propose your own law. The start of 2007 means many new laws going into effect throughout the country, and we are wondering, what law would you propose? There ought to be a law to do what? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. 263-1890. One new law in Wisconsin. Actually, this isn't a brand new law. It's been a law on the books in Wisconsin since the summer, but it just started to be strictly enforced. Ticketing began on January 1st. It is the new law requiring children 7 years old and under to ride in booster seats in Wisconsin. The law has been on the books for a while, but strict enforcement and ticketing began yesterday. Our next caller is Debbie in Madison. Hi, Debbie. You're on the air.
Hi, Joy. I see that there's, of course, a national health care crisis, and also there's such big deficits in Medicaid, at least I know in Wisconsin. And what about a tax on junk food? And I know that mostly poor will buy junk food. It's cheaper, but perhaps with that tax, we could then reinvest in better, healthy, nourishing food. Or with that tax on Coca-Cola, or I don't want to name any name brands, but,
put a tax on the junk food and then use that money to do what?
To help, poor people with their diets. They traditionally, and help people with obesity. The poor traditionally buy food that isn't that healthy, and because of just not knowing and not being able to afford healthier food, and that's what I think.
Yeah. Thank you very much, Debbie. That's an interesting suggestion: a tax on junk food to help pay for health care and nutrition information for the poor. Her suggestion for there ought to be a law. What is yours? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. I'm going to go to Jean, who is from Pasadena, California, in Wisconsin, and wants to comment on the that insurance suggestion that the one caller had. Jean, go ahead.
Yeah, I just wanted to make a comment that in California, it's been a law for about 10 years now that it's required to have liability insurance if you are a driver, but it is not required that it show up on your driver's license. You must have a document from your insurance carrier that you provide in the following categories. That is, if you were to buy a new car or transfer a car title, it's required that you show proof of insurance. And yeah. The second category is if you have an accident, the first thing that you want to do is to exchange your insurance provider information. And the third category is if you, for whatever unfortunate circumstance, are pulled over by state or local policemen, you must provide proof of insurance at that time.
All right. Thanks very much for clearing that up, Gene. The caller thought it was on the driver's license in California, but Gene's saying that's not exactly the case. Anyway, that particular caller thought that that ought to be a law, and that's what we're looking for, is your ideas for what legislation you think ought to be passed. Maybe it's to address a pet peeve of yours. Maybe it's to address a very serious concern of yours. Laura in Madison. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Gene. There ought to be a law similar to the laws in Minnesota and Illinois that protect transgender people from discrimination based upon their gender identity in regards to things like employment, housing, public accommodations.
Thanks very much, Laura. Appreciate your suggestion. I know it was just a slip of the tongue when you called me Jean. I'm Joy Cardine. You're listening to the Ideas Network, and we are taking your suggestions for legislation, laws you would like to see passed. In 2007, there ought to be a law to do what? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Grace in Manitowoc. Go ahead. You're on the air.
I would like to call the public's attention to cramming, by which unauthorized charges are put on your telephone bill. Very often this occurs if you dial the free 800 number, and they are free. But you get told that, oh, this isn't operating right now. For $5.35 in my case, we'll give you the correct number. I hung up. I can get numbers at the library. And my statement arrived from AT&T, and lo and behold, I was charged almost $2 for dialing the 800 number plus the $5.35. I tried to get it removed. Nope, it's the law. You got to pay it in 60 to 90 days. We'll tell you whether your dispute is justified. And a lot of people are getting stung with this and even have had their phone shut off. One of our lawyers in Two Rivers, they shut off his phone, and he called them from another phone and said, if my house burns while I don't have phone service, I'm suing. They put the service back on.
Grace, let me interrupt because I'm having a little bit of a trouble understanding you. You called a toll-free number and were charged a fee
ma'am.
For calling it, and you're saying there ought to be a law that you don't get charged a fee for a toll-free number.
Phone companies adding on unauthorized bills from other companies. And then it's a nightmare.
Unauthorized bills from other companies.
Right on.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a nightmare to get it off because you don't know all the little steps you have to take. You have to call the offending company that has put on the charge. Then you have to get the name of that person.
Yeah, you know, great. I bet there ought to be a law, I bet, but I'm trying to understand. So some other company is putting a charge on your phone bill?
Yes, ma'am.
What other kind of company would get a charge on your phone bill?
A lot of electronic companies. Joy, I'll put it in the mail with the help of the reference.
I would think that there might already be a law for something
like that.
No,
it's a guideline mm-hmm. when it comes to cramming with scamming.
Yeah, I know about cramming. I thought that was... Yeah.
Scamming.
Mm-hmm.
But cramming went... they have only guidelines.
Yeah. Send it in the mail. That'd be a good idea, Grace, and maybe we can do a program on that, but I understand that you think there ought to be a law against it. Appreciate the suggestion. Megan in Madison. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. Prime Minister Howard of Australia recently passed a law where if an Australian student earns, I think it's about $15,000 in a year working and proves that they're responsible in doing so, his administration will actually pay for them to go to school, no questions asked. They'll cover all the costs of university. And then after that student starts earning X amount of dollars in salary a year, the cost then starts coming out in the form of a tax. So after the initial investment, Australians are paying for the next generation's education indefinitely.
All right. Thank you very much, Megan. We appreciate your sharing that. There ought to be a law for that. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. We are looking for your answer to this question. or your fill in the blank. There ought to be a law to what? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. 32 states have new laws that took effect on January 1st, 2007, the start of a new year, the start of many new laws around the country. We'll share some of those laws with you, and we wonder what new law you would like to see passed in 2007. David in Fond du Lac is next. Hi, David. You're on the air.
Hi. Yes, I'd like to see a law passed for, like, the gas tax is always being robbed, that all the fees or taxes that are proposed can only be used for that situation and not be transferred or stolen out of the that situation.
No, we get you. If there's a gas tax that's supposed to be used for highway reasons, that's all it should be used for.
Yes.
All right, got it. Thanks very much. Appreciate that, David. What about you? Tim in Hammond is next. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. This law would be designed at trying to encourage people to buy the correct car and to conserve fuel. Every new car sold in America would be assigned a number, and that number would be based on the car's fuel economy, the expense to produce the car, and how expensive it is to recycle that car when its life is over. The lower the fuel economy, the more expensive it is to produce that car, and the more expensive it is to recycle it, the higher that number would be. There would be a base charge for a gallon of gasoline. When you drive into a gas station, the base charge is multiplied by the number assigned to that car. So in other words, the more expensive the car you drive, the more expensive it is produced, the lower the fuel economy, the more you're going to pay for a gallon of gasoline. So if you want to drive a Hummer, for example, that's fine, but you might be paying $20 or $30 a gallon for gasoline. The excess money that's earned would go to research and produce alternative fuel sources and alternative fuel vehicles.
Thank you very much, Tim. Sounds like you've really thought this one out. Some legislation to encourage force fuel conservation. And let's see, Sharon in Waukesha. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you. I would like to see a law that allows our legislators to have vote on bills that only have one issue. And instead of having, for instance, pork barrel projects attached to bills or legislation that has nothing to do with the main issue of the bill, I would just like to see our legislators be able to vote on just one issue per bill.
I get it. So, you don't want it to be a big omnibus thing with everything and the kitchen sink in it.
Right.
All right. Thanks very much, Sharon. One bill at a time, please, legislators. There ought to be a law to do what? We do this feature every once in a while on Wisconsin Public Radio, and we thought the start of the new year would be a good time to do it, since lots of new laws are now on the books on January 1st all over the country. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. What new law would you like to see passed? I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. You're listening to the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine, and we wonder what law you would like to see passed in 2007. You can propose your own law during this edition of There Ought to Be a Law. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. The start of 2007 means lots of new laws go into effect all over the country. In fact, according to the National Conference of State Legislatures, at least 32 states have new laws that went into effect on January 1st. The new laws run the gamut of issues from criminal justice to the environment to ethics to health care, human services, labor, recreation, state government regulation, new laws all over the country. For example, in Michigan, members of the public in Michigan will be able to sign up to receive email notifications when a registered sex offender moves into their zip code. One of the new laws on the books in Michigan. Let's see, where else do we have new laws? We have a number of health care laws. Health plans in Rhode Island will be required to cover smoking cessation programs with the start of the new year. In Alaska, health plans will be required to cover the cost of colorectal cancer screening and testing procedures for those who are over 50 years of age. What new law would you like to see put on the books in Wisconsin or the country for that matter? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Can be very serious or kind of silly. Maybe there's a pet peeve you think ought to be addressed through legislation. Dick in La Crosse is with us next. Hi, Dick. You're on the air.
Good morning. Thank you. I think that healthcare costs from the first dollar spent should be tax deductible. Instead of having to be a certain percentage of your income, some people that don't have good incomes can get their healthcare paid for by the public, but a person working for a salary can't deduct it till it gets to be a certain percentage. And if you have a very good job and your healthcare dollars can be all pre-tax, so it's the guy in the middle that gets stuck. So I think that any expense for healthcare should be deductible.
Thank you very much, Dick. There ought to be a law. Bonnie in Madison. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Joy. Well, I would like to see a law that would outlaw factory farms and battery cage operations and puppy mills, and I think all animals, you know, kept for such purposes should have access to sunshine, fresh air, and adequate room to exercise. And in general, I think the anti-cruelty laws we have for pets should be extended to cover animals in labs and farms and elsewhere.
Well, we got you, Bonnie. Lots of laws, new laws to protect animals and outlaw factory farms. Judith in Lake Mills. I'm sorry, Judy, go ahead.
That's okay, Joy. Thank you for taking the call. This is a simple one. I just like to see every time a law is passed, one has to be taken off the books. That's it.
All right. We got you. Tit for tat. If you pass a new law, you got to take one off the books. That's the new law that Judy would like to see passed. Here's another new law that went into effect on January 1st. Victims of identity theft in Hawaii, Kansas, New Hampshire, Oklahoma, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and Wisconsin will be able to place a security freeze on their credit reports. The security freeze will prevent credit reporting agencies from releasing information to unauthorized parties without the consumer's authorization. This prevents perpetrators of the identity theft from obtaining additional credit. So that's one of the new laws on the books in many different states, including Wisconsin. We are asking you, what law would you like to see put on the books in this new year? Michael in Oshkosh is next. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'm an amputee, and I have a lot of problems. You know, sometimes I'm in my wheelchair, and sometimes I walk with my prosthetic, with people not being aware of pedestrians having the right-of-way. There should be a new law that possibly that they could have be aware that all these people that are amputees or in wheelchairs may have a hard time getting across the road.
Mm-hmm.
And I truly believe that, you know, if possible, they could be fined or even just be told, you know, that they have these people with disabilities can't go as fast as a regular person.
Right. We get you, Michael, and thanks for sharing that, and good luck to you in the new year and crossing the streets. Maybe a law to crack down on motorists who don't give pedestrians the right-of-way, especially a disabled pedestrian. We did a program not too long ago. It actually is the law in Wisconsin that pedestrians do have the right-of-way, and not a lot of motorists are giving pedestrians the right-of-way that they deserve. Harley and Edrick. I'm sorry, go ahead.
I think there ought to be a law forcing U.S. companies to pay at least one-half hour minimum wage when moving their businesses to a foreign country. And this would help keep foreign workers that were getting 50 cents an hour, they would be able to earn, you know, five, six times that much, and they wouldn't want to leave their own countries. This would solve the immigration problem.
Gotcha. Thank you very much, Harley. Appreciate the suggestion. It was interesting to hear that cow in the background, too. Dawn in Waukesha is next. Hi, Dawn. You're on the air.
Hello. What I would like is to have some kind of regulation on text messaging. You can get text messaged and not accept it and still get charged for it. And even worse, it can be attached to an Internet service that can then, even if you don't open a text message, you end up being charged for their service, whether you accept it or not. You don't even know about it until your bill shows up and it's on there. And I've had this happen with cell phone, and it was explained to me by the company, by the cell phone company, that it's a third-party billing. They can put as many bills onto them through them as they want, and there's nothing I can do about it through the cell phone. I had to go through a lot of other things to get the bills taken care of. It was like four different charges for $10 a piece by the same company from four different text messages that were sent. They said there is no law against it. They can do it however they want.
Yeah, that's a bummer. So what about a cell phone company that sends you a text message that says, here's some other services you can buy? Is that do I get charged for that too?
As far as I know, no. Mm-hmm. You don't. I've never gotten charged for text from my own company.
Yeah, but another company can send you a text message and you get charged for it.
Right, yes.
Yeah, yeah. All right, Dawn, thanks very much. There ought to be a law against that, Dawn says. What law would you like to see pass in 2007? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. In Madison, 263-1890. Let's see, Jack in Lake Geneva. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning, Jerry.
Morning.
I was hoping that there'd be a law someday that would lengthen the amount of time that a school has to evaluate a new teacher to decide if they wanted to keep them. I think it's like 2 years now. And I don't think that's a long enough period. I think maybe 3 or 4 years is a better gauge on if a teacher's fit for a school or community or even, you know, should be a teacher. It's kind of hard for parents to talk to each other and talk to school boards and talk to the principal and just, get feedback from the children themselves. And that's what I've seen in my school district. That would have helped a lot with some of the teachers that we kind of wish we don't have now.
All right. Thank you very much, Jack. Appreciate your contribution to this edition of There Ought to Be a Law. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. You can propose your own law, legislation that you would like to see passed in 2007 to address a very serious concern, or maybe, well, it might be serious to you, but one of your pet peeves that you would like there to be a law in the books to do away with. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. I'm Joy Cardine. It's about 13 minutes before 8 o'clock, and we are talking about some of the new laws that started to go into effect in this new year on the books as of January 1st, 2007. At least 32 states have new laws on the books, sharing some of those with you and asking you, what law would you like to see passed in 2007? There ought to be a law to do what? 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Scott in New Glarus. Hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. Good morning. This may fall into the less serious category, but dusk to dawn lights and outdoor lighting, I would like to see more control over people that put up lights that spray light in 360-degree mm-hmm. direction. Kind of shielding of the lights.
No, it's not. It's a big deal if you're right next door, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. it definitely is, and it creates such light pollution, and the night skies are kind of disappearing. Mm-hmm. And just with a little shielding, it would help a lot. And cigarette butts. I see so many people throwing cigarette butts out of windows of their cars. I think there ought to be enough of a fine that people would put them in their ashtrays and empty them somewhere else. instead of throwing them all over the highway.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. And I'm sure that is against the law, but you say maybe increase the fine to really discourage it.
I think so, yeah. And maybe have, I don't know, have people be able to do a citizen's arrest or just give a phone call to a license, you know, for a license number of someone doing it.
Good idea. Thanks a lot, Scott, for your suggestions for There Ought to Be a Law. Michael in Madison is with us next. Hi, Michael. You're on the air.
Hi. Just like there is a law that requires taxes on tobacco products to generate funds to discourage less smoking, there should be a law that requires the use of gasoline tax money to encourage less automobile driving.
Okay, so increase the gas tax to discourage us from driving.
Or use the money that you're currently collecting for highway development and encourage less driving instead.
Okay, gotcha. Thanks very much. Yeah, one of the new laws going into effect this year, smokers in Texas will start paying $1 more per pack of cigarettes, increase in the cigarette tax in Texas by a dollar. That is also proposed for Wisconsin. Maybe there will be a law that increases the cigarette tax in Wisconsin, too. We don't know yet. Dan in Green Bay, hi, you're on the air.
Hey, I'd like to see a ban against any protesters at a military funeral.
Yeah, there is one, but you want it to be even stricter?
Yeah.
Yeah, all right, thanks very much. A ban on all protests at military funerals. I know the law that passed in the last year, I think, put a certain distance that they had to be from the particular funeral, but didn't ban them altogether. Tom and Sobieski, hi, you're on the air.
Hi, I'd like to see a law that would require that CEOs only make 40 times the wage of what the lowest person in the company owns, and they wouldn't be eligible for any stock options unless other people in the company got the same percentage related based on their wage for those same stock options.
Okay, I think I followed that. In essence, you want to make sure that there's less of a gap between the workers and the CEOs, right?
Correct.
Gotcha. Thank you very much, Tom. There ought to be a law to do what? 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, in Madison, 263-1890. We do this feature from time to time on the Ideas Network, asking you, what law would you like to see put on the books? You can propose your own law for 2007. Lots of new laws throughout the nation officially go into effect today or yesterday, for that matter. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Some interesting laws going into effect in at least 32 states. Let's see, what are some of them that five states increase the minimum wage? Rhode Island requires health plans to cover smoking cessation programs. In Arkansas, it is now illegal to publicly display a person's Social Security number. The list goes on. Dave in Dunn County is next. Hi, you're on the air.
Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
I have two quick ones. One, if you're unemployed and collecting any type of assistance, you should be denied access to cable TV or the dish.
Okay, so meaning that if you're unemployed, you can't afford that?
No, that you shouldn't be sitting at home watching TV when you should be out either looking for a job or working.
Okay, and that's your law, is just to prohibit anybody who's unemployed to have cable TV?
No, collecting unemployment from the state.
Okay.
And possibly cigarettes, too, because a lot of people just sit around and watch TV all day when they're not working, and that's just not right.
All right. Thanks very much, Dave, for your suggestion for There Ought to Be a Law. Let's share a couple more from around the country. In Georgia, a new law on the books, attendant care workers will be added to the lists of individuals who may assist disabled voters in casting their ballots at election time. It's one of the new laws on the books in Georgia. Iowa's legislature last year enacted legislation to prevent the taking of private property for economic development purposes. The legislation states private property can only be taken for public uses. One of the new laws on the books regarding eminent domain in Iowa. Health insurers in Michigan would be allowed to offer premium rebates or reductions or reduced co-payments to the insured's participation in certain wellness programs if offered through an employer. Chris in Milwaukee is next. Hi, Chris. You're on the air.
Hi. I want an inch tax on vehicles. The higher it is, the more they pay in taxes, and that money goes into a fund to take care of accidents because you're behind a truck or a van, you can't see anything, and you get into an accident, or at an intersection, you can't see, and you pull out because there's a van there. But that woman who said she wanted to tax the bad food, you take that money and you put it on tax breaks for fruits and vegetables and nuts. Thanks.
All right, and you said an inch tax is
yes,
what you said. I get
and
it. Yeah.
And it gets worse. You know, if you're 1 inch higher than a normal size vehicle, then you pay a small amount, and if you're 10 inches higher, you pay a big amount, and if you're 2 feet higher, then you pay a huge amount, and that money goes into a fund to pay for all the accidents that are caused because you can't see behind them.
I always park next to those vehicles in the grocery store parking lot, Chris.
You park because you'll never be hit there?
No, I mean, I park there, and I shouldn't say I want to park there. I always find them parked around me, and then I can't see when I'm pulling out.
When you're pulling out at an intersection, when you're trying to get across an intersection, when you're turning left, they're in front of you. You can't see if somebody's coming. They're just horrible if you've got a car. And I think that, and then you get into an accident, you pay, the other guy pays, and the van or the truck just goes away happily.
We got you, Chris. Thanks very much for your suggestion. There ought to be a law, a tax for how big your vehicle is, an inch tax. Frank in Green Bay, hi, you're on the air.
On the semi-frivolous side, a $1,000 fine every time a conservative, or be it a liberal talk show host, tells a lie or puts something out there that is unsubstantiated. Pardon me?
I said okie doke.
And then on the serious side, I would say reinstitute the fairness doctrine.
All right, we got you. We got you, Frank. Thanks very much. Mark in Sussex. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi. I'd like to see the law that says that all televisions have to be turned off one day out of the week except for Amber Alerts and the weather. Thanks.
Okay. A law making you keep your TV off one day a week. Lee and Elmira, hi, you're on the air. Elmira or Lomira?
Lomira.
Okay,
hey,
go ahead.
Just quick, how about a law that bans people from smoking around children, like enclosed environments, like automobiles?
Okay, ban smoking in cars, especially if kids are in the car.
Yeah.
All right. What do you think of that? That's Lee's proposed law. There ought to be a law. We have time for a few more. 1-800-642-1234 in Madison, 263-1890. Ron in Mount Vernon. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Joy. I have a suggestion for the cigarette butt situation.
Okay.
And that is to put a returnable fee on cigarette butts. In other words, when you bought a pack of cigarettes, you'd have to pay a $1 deposit. And when you brought the cigarette butts back, you'd get your dollar back.
It'd be a messy thing to do, but all right, we get you. That might take care of the litter problem. Bob in DeForest, hi, you're on the air.
Good morning. Highway signage. My wife and I were down in Florida. Florida Turnpike, straight ahead. Right at the entrance, they say left. I mean, you know, you have a five or six lane road. My wife says, get over to the left quick.
That bugs me too, Bob. So, all right, there ought to be a law to make sure that the highway signage is...
And find the engineers. If they haven't done that, then they have to pay.
All right. Thanks very much, Bob. Earl in Athens. Hi, you're on the air.
Yes, we really need a law to protect the right-wing conservative radio listeners. They are being given so much false advertising. For example, with the grow your own hair, selling a star to you, and then they're fed this false propaganda. So we need a law to protect these wonderful conservative radio listeners.
All right, Earl. Didn't know that the conservative radio listener was being taken advantage of. Pam in Green Bay. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi there. I was wondering about the employment rights of employees in Wisconsin. Wisconsin is one of, I don't know how many in the United States that is employee at will.
Mm-hmm.
And there are other states that are employees have the employee's right to work.
And what would you like to see happen?
To change it to employee's right to work.
All right.
Allow more rights in the workplace for employees who are good employees, but through downsizing or other remedies that corporations choose to have to save money, somehow eliminate employees.
Gotcha. Thank you very much, Pam, for your suggestion. Thanks to everybody for your contributions to this edition of There Ought to Be a Law. We'll do this again sometime. It's always fun to hear your pet peeves and your serious concerns that you think ought to be addressed with legislation. There Ought to Be a Law. If you would like a CD copy of this or any of our talk shows on Wisconsin Public Radio, please call the radio store, 1-800-747-7444. You can listen to all of our talk shows that are archived online, WPR.org, WPR.org. We will be talking about the National Day of Mourning and Remembering Gerald Ford coming up in our next hour here on the Ideas Network. Thanks to Leo Duran and Karen Prager for producing this past hour. I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.